Welcome back, everyone, to The Study Game, the show where we gamify life to make it much more enjoyable. For today's episode, I wanted to talk about the concept of not giving up. For me, this week has definitely taught me a lot about this idea, especially as I've been continuing on with my hospital rotations. Tomorrow is going to be my last day working at the hospital. It's going to be my last day of rounding with the doctors and seeing patients. So this is going to definitely be another eye-opener and another book that's about to be closed in my life. You know, kind of reflecting on the things that happened on this journey of working in the hospital over these past almost 2 weeks is that I just plain learned that I need to be patient, I need to be humble, and I need to be able to feel comfortable about failing. You see, a lot of times in life, we can fail at many things. We can fail at things that seem so basic, such as maybe it's cooking a new dish. Maybe it's starting a new drawing that, of course, won't always turn out the best way when you initially try. But when you keep at it, you know, when you fail probably 2 or 3 times, maybe 100 times, you'll slowly and surely begin seeing progress in your work. And a lot of people tend to give up after the first failure. Or worse, they don't even start because of a fear of failing in the first place. Now, I wanted to kind of harp on this topic of fear when it comes to failure. Because if we just live our lives in fear of what we can do, we'll never be able to find out who we could truly be, what skills and talents we truly have, and what are some of our innermost, deepest interests, desires, and hobbies, you know? For me personally, this week, I struggled with failure during one of my presentations in front of some of my colleagues and my preceptor. I had to present a soap on a patient. And if you don't know what a soap is, it involves subjective, or it stands for subjective, objective assessment and plan, where we assess a patient and their conditions and their disease states. And we kind of assess some of the treatments that doctors recommend and kind of give our own recommendations too. Now, whether or not the doctors accept that recommendation is totally up to them. But for us, we just need to be knowledgeable as hospital pharmacists of what we think is best based on our knowledge and what we learned from school. You know, kind of seeing things in a different perspective. But going back to this topic of failure and not giving up, during my soap presentation, which literally happened today, I thought I had everything down, but one of my colleagues ended up asking me a question which I found very difficult, and my preceptor saw me struggle too, and it just fell apart from there. Let me get a bit more specific. So for my patient, I had to kind of plan end-of-life care treatment for them, and you know, it's tough because that's when a patient is close to passing away, you know, or dying. It's difficult to kind of choose what's right, because a lot of times people at that stage in a person's life, they just give up on them, you know? And for me personally, I'm not one to give up on someone. I try to keep them informed and help them as much as possible, even if they are going to go, you know? So I found this idea of trying to help this patient and choose the right treatment and my feelings and sympathy for not giving up kind of holding me back. So there is a bit of a balance, but that turned out to be a failure on my part because I should have accepted the fact that the patient probably accepted their fate, you know? This happens a lot in the hospital and it's not something I'm very much used to. So that was a failure on my part and I definitely did learn from that. Now I know how to handle difficult patients and kind of see things from a different perspective when it comes to treating a patient, you know, because they're suffering from so much disease states and just want to be better. They just want to be with their family. They just want to have as much normalcy in their life as much as possible, honestly. And who wouldn't want that? We all want to live a better life and not having to be stuck in a hospital for the rest of our lives, stuck on treatment and all these medications. I can just imagine how scary that can be. During my hospital rotation recently, I'll tell you a quick story. I also published a blog post on that. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's on my blog, Study Kendrick. But I recently was working at the hospital one. I believe it was this Monday. And we were going off to see a patient, and I had my iPad Pro and Apple Pencil with me. And my Apple Pencil slipped off my iPad, surprisingly. And its tip had shattered off, at least the bottom of the tip. And I was so worried at that point because it looked like I just couldn't fix it. I even brought it to the tech service, and they said that I would need the world's smallest tweezers apparently to get this thing fixed. So I honestly felt like giving up at that point. But you know me, I still had that spirit of hope. And I Googled a bit, and I found out that someone had super glued their tip back on. And I asked the cashier, would it be possible to do this trick? And they said they wouldn't recommend it, and it is practically trash now, and it should be recycled. Being the person I am, I immediately said, nope, I think I'm gonna hold on to my Apple Pencil a bit longer, even though the tip is broken. You know, the sensor was stuck deep into that cap. So I took it home and I started fiddling around with the pencil on my iPad screen using the Procreate app. If you guys haven't seen some of my drawings, I also have been posting them on DeviantArt. So I've been really very much been getting into drawing this summer. So going back to my story, I tried drawing with the shattered tip, trying to hold together that tip with my Apple Pencil's body as tough as possible to kind of keep it the shape as it was originally. And I started twisting the cap around, and all of a sudden I noticed a mark appear on my screen. And to my surprise, the sensor still worked. My Apple Pencil was still working when I held it in place with my fingers. So I wanted to capitalize it because I did see on Google that someone did super glue their Apple Pencil back on to get it to work. So I held the tip in place, put in some super glue around the sensor and the tip and around the golden piece inside of the Apple Pencil's body. I twisted it in place the way I saw it work and held it down for about 10 seconds and let the glue dry for a couple minutes right after, while keeping the Apple Pencil standing right side up. And to my surprise, the Apple Pencil was working. And if you guys didn't see yet, I just recently posted on that blog post the artwork that I did to commemorate this amazing moment of feeling humbled and flat out thankful that my Apple Pencil is still working and I can once again get back to drawing. I think this is a good idea to share with anyone out there who may have broken their Apple Pencil or have just forgotten to feel thankful for some of their devices in their life. You know what? This truly was a humbling experience for me to almost lose about $137 worth of a device and probably have to almost fork over another $137 for a new one, you know? I literally use this Apple Pencil almost every day, practically. I use it at school when I'm taking notes in class for my slides. And I use it a lot this summer when I'm drawing some cool cartoons or anime, you know? So this Apple Pencil really held something precious inside me, and I'll never forget how important it's been to my journey of growing and creating art and sharing it with everyone, you know? I think that's really special. So I hope this podcast episode inspired you guys to not give up on a difficult situation you might be having. You might be struggling with something similar, or completely different, you know. Just remember that whether you fail or not, you're still able to grow from it. That's all for me for today, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.